Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. So much going on. Welcome back from the weekend. So much going on. I've been working so hard to get ready for the show. I've had so much going on today, and then I rushed to get ready for the show, and I haven't even looked at the guest list yet. But I know that either today or tomorrow we've got a powerful guest on, the gentleman who organized the entire truckers rally across the entire Canada. Massive convoy of truckers, and they're now blockading the U.S.-Canadian border crossing in Alberta. In Alberta, excuse me, put the stress on the right syllable, right? Alberta. Massive blockade of the U.S.-Canadian border going on, and then literally hundreds, maybe even thousands of trucks are in the capital of Canada. I think that's Ottawa, right? Ottawa is the capital of Canada. And they're blockading the streets of the capital. And they say they'll stay there for weeks if they have to. So this is going to be like a Tiananmen Square. Is the government going to send in troops to murder and persecute their own people? And by the way, I dare you to take on the truckers, because without the truckers, society collapses into Mad Max. Without the truckers, there is no food in the stores. There is no nothing in any store. There's no furniture. There's no food. There's no clothing. There's no nothing. No one understands the depth of importance and significance of truckers in our society, even this modern computerized society. We're nothing without the truckers. Nothing. And by the way, if you're listening to my voice right now, you've got a trucking company in Las Vegas or near Las Vegas, I'd like to organize a massive truck rally and blockade down the entire Vegas Strip. Let's bring this town to a standstill with the biggest 18-wheeler trucks. Let's just fill the Vegas Strip with truckers to make our point. If you don't end the vaccine mandate, we're going to end you. There will not be society anymore. There will not be groceries in the store. There will not be food in the restaurants. There will not be anything. Your vaccine mandates are illegal. They're unconstitutional. And I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. Let's blockade the whole gosh darn United States of America. It's time to make a statement. So if you're within the sound of my voice and you own a trucking company in or around Las Vegas and you want to participate in a massive rally down the Vegas Strip of the biggest trucks in America that bring the goods into Vegas. You know, it's funny. I talk about the food at the grocery store, the clothing, the furniture, whatever it is you buy in stores. You know what Vegas would miss the most? Without trucks, there's no booze. The trucks bring the booze into this town. There'd be no more booze. There'd be no more Vegas. Just like there'd be no more Ottawa. Just like there'd be no more Alberta. There'd be no more Montreal. There'd be no more Toronto. The truckers are America. Thank God for the truckers. They're making a statement. And all of us, and I mean all of us, have got to get on board with the truckers. This is the way to end this nonsense. There are people out there willing to lay down their lives and their livelihoods. And speaking of truckers willing to lay down their lives and their livelihoods, and I'll get back to the truckers in just one second. I have a lot more to say about the truckers. Mother truckers, I love. A 38-year-old unvaccinated Air Force veteran from North Carolina was forced to turn down over 100 kidney donors because of a hospital policy that requires him to be vaccinated against COVID prior to surgery. He says, I was born free. I will die free. He said, I'd rather die than get the COVID vaccine. Chad Carswell's kidney is only operating at about 4%. He's seriously in need of a kidney transplant. Right now, he's looking for another hospital. In a recent interview with ABC News, he said, no, sir. I was born free. I will die free. I'm not changing my mind. I've had conversations with my family and everybody who's close to me, and they know where I stand, and there will not be a situation that occurs where I'll change my mind on this topic. Chad Carswell, 38 years old, strongly believes getting the vaccine should be a choice, doesn't think it's effective in preventing infection. I've had COVID twice. I've developed natural antibodies, the Air Force veteran told the UK Daily Mail. A lot of scientists say I'm more safe from my natural antibodies. It's more to do with the fact they're trying to force us to do something we don't want to do. This poor guy has had 6 heart attacks and is a double amputee. His kidney is operating at 4%, and he undergoes dialysis, which is a horrible process, 3 times a week. It removes toxins from the blood, typically removed by healthy kidneys. But my understanding is it's a horrible, gruesome thing to go through, dialysis. Thank God I have no personal knowledge of what it feels like, what it takes, but I hear it's gruesome. It's horrible. 100 people have offered to donate a kidney to him, but he can't get a transplant at Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem, which requires transplant candidates to be vaccinated because they're at high risk for severe illness. I mean, the lies and the lies and the lies. His case is similar to a 31-year-old father from Boston who was removed from the heart transplant list because he refused to receive the experimental COVID-19 vaccine, which puts him at high risk for adverse reactions and death. And a 49-year-old Texas man who was forced to take the COVID-19 vaccine to remain on a lung transplant list. Sadly, he died due to heart complications after he took the COVID-19 vaccine. Gee, I wonder why. What a quinky dink. It seems like lots of people die of heart complications after getting the vaccine. Isn't that funny how that works? Let me see if I've got the articles here. Here we go. Bunch of interesting articles out today. Here's one. 37-year-old man suffers severe brain rupture and cardiac arrest after receiving the booster shot of Moderna. And now he's on life support, and they're recommending the family remove him from life support. He's from India originally, but he's an American, a Canadian. His name is Om Prakash Mahapatra. His wife's expecting a baby in February, meaning tomorrow is February, meaning next month. And he's been fighting for his life since January 15th. He's never going to see his new baby. January 15th, he had a severe reaction from his booster shot on January 15th. And the doctors are now saying, no chance he's going to live. Remove him from life support. He was in perfect health until he received the booster shot. It started as nausea, deteriorated quickly, and turned into heart failure on the morning of January 15th. Paramedics tried their best to revive him. They did get his pulse back after 20 to 25 minutes of compression with no pulse. But during this time period, he experienced brain hemorrhage. And since then, he's been in the ICU at Trillium Hospital in Canada, Mississauga, Canada, on life support, continues to battle for his life. And, you know, it's funny how America and Canada, they're all tribal now, right? People aren't Americans, they're not Canadians, they're blacks, they're Muslims, they're Hispanics, they're Indians. In this case, he's Indian. So in the Indian community. And so his brother has asked the Indian community to intervene and to reach out to the healthcare providers of the hospital and demand that they continue life support. And my guess is the hospital will absolutely continue life support. You know why? Because when you get 10,000 phone calls from one group, you stand up and you listen. But that's the problem with America now. You know, you can only get 10,000 phone calls if you're black and you ask black people to call. You're Indian, you ask Indians to call. You're Muslim, you ask Muslims to call. You're a woman, you ask women to call. We're tribalized. How about you just ask Americans or Canadians to call to save a young man's life who has a baby on the way with his wife? And by the way, here's another one. These stories keep stacking up. 33-year-old father dies after developing autoimmune disease from the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Brandon Paulette suffered a severe reaction 48 hours after his second COVID vaccine. According to his own doctors, the COVID vaccine caused Brandon an immune response that led to the development of an autoimmune disease. He had no prior medical history. After his second Pfizer vaccine, he developed a headache right away, then fever 48 hours after. He had high fevers, terrible headaches. His blood counts were not what they should be. Despite seeking medical advice, he did not improve and only got worse. His first hospital stay was October 21st to November 2nd. That's got to be a million-dollar bill. His wife's name is Beth Calora, and her Facebook post says, "I'm raising money for my husband, Brandon Paulette, and his one-year-old daughter." Brandon was a healthy 33-year-old who got sick 48 hours after he took his second COVID vaccine at the end of August. His first hospital stay, October 21 to November 2nd. After coming home from the hospital, Brandon was still very sick. He couldn't bring his fevers down. Very weak, now currently back in the hospital in New Orleans in ICU. Has been there since December 12th. Is being treated for Still's disease, an adult onset HLH disease. He has started chemo and steroid treatments, received blood products daily, insulin. The list goes on. The bills are stacking up. There are medications the doctors want to try, but we're still waiting on approval from them. Just heartbreaking. And now he died. He died after she put that out there. This vaccine is deadly. What's that saying? Hippocratic oath. Doctors, first thing, do no harm. You're doing harm. Chris, are you still there? I hear no music at all. None. Zero. There we go. I thought we were going out, but I heard no music. No way to know without the music. Just in, triple vaxxed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who I define as a POG, piece of garbage, test positive for COVID. I'll tell you what he had to say about the truckers when we get back. Disgusting comments from a high-class, elite, spoiled brat, lucky sperm clump loser. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Guys, are you tired of being tired?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. Welcome back to the show. Wayne on the Root, raw and unfiltered. The Root. The Root's on fire. Got some new music with some energy. Sandman playing right now. One of the great entry songs in sports. Energized Health, sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently were guests at my wedding, and everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger and healthier and thinner, and you look better at age 60 than you did at 50. What did you do? And I pointed at John and Chelsea, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. It can change your life. Don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the Wayne Allen Root 40% off discount. They call it the Decisive Action War Discount. 40% off. Go to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895. Just say war and you get 40% off. You know, it's not like I just tell you that the vaccine doesn't work and that the cover-up is in play and that you're not getting the right information. The more important issue is that they covered up the things that did work, the therapeutics that worked. And the reason why has now become very clear to me in the last month or so, that the only way you could get emergency authorization for a vaccine is if there are no therapeutics that work. And if they admitted that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin worked, they could not have gotten emergency authorization for their vaccines. They had to destroy ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, even though we know they work fantastic. There's been literally dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of studies around the world that prove hydroxychloroquine, easy for me to say, sound like I'm drowning, hydroxychloroquine, it's hard to say that word, hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak or ivermectin plus zinc plus Z-Pak are incredibly effective against COVID-19. So now, Kowa Company Limited, a Japanese company specializing in trading and sales of medicines and medical equipment, announced today that ivermectin has an antiviral effect against Omicron and other COVID-19 variants as Phase 3 clinical trials continue. This is reported by Reuters today. The clinical trial found ivermectin has an antiviral effect against the variant. The study's been supported financially by the Japan Agency for Medical Research and Development and the Kitasano Institute. The study started September 16, 2020, and the planned end date is March 31, 2022, meaning about 2 months from now. The study is titled Placebo-Controlled Randomized Double-Blind Multi-Facility Joint Parallel Group Comparison Trial to Examine the Efficacy and Safety of Ivermectin for COVID-19 Patients. How would you like to say that five times fast? Here's the background on the study updated last November 7th. According to this comprehensive study, the regular use of ivermectin as a prophylactic agent was associated with significantly reduced COVID-19 infection, hospitalization, and death rates. The ivermectin non-users were two times more likely to die of COVID than ivermectin users in the overall population analysis. So this is what I've been trying to scream from the highest mountains for so long to all of you. And I think we have time for just one more story. What, about a minute and a half left? 90 seconds, a minute and a half. So I've been saying for so long now, for, I don't know, since the day that Trump lost the election, I've said that if a candidate doesn't agree publicly that Trump had the election stolen from him, they cannot be a viable candidate. They cannot run for office. They cannot win in a Republican primary. And despite the media saying again and again and again, baseless allegations of voter fraud, it's baseless. There's never been one proven. Countless times in front of juries and judges, and nothing was ever proven. Most Republicans agree the election was stolen. Most of these polls are rigged, by the way. They're all, you know, oversampled Democrats, and they ask questions in such a way that's wrong. But just about in the latest poll, let's see, does it tell you which poll it is? I don't see anything telling me which poll it is. But nearly 6 in 10 Republicans say they will not vote for any candidate who admits Biden won fair and square. And the number is 57%, almost 6 in 10 Republicans, and Republican-leaning independents. See, that's interesting the way they put that. It's not Republicans. It's Republicans added together with Republican-leaning independents. Altogether, 57% say they will not vote for any candidate who says that Joe Biden won the presidency fair and square. It's what I've been trying to tell all the candidates for so long now. You cannot win if you're not willing to admit that the election was stolen from Trump. And there's so much new evidence that it was stolen. And if you hold on for the next half hour of this show, I'll start reading you some of that evidence. The election was stolen from Trump.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia intensifies its troop buildup around Ukraine, the United States has promised punishing sanctions against the Kremlin if it launches an invasion. But Russia said there was little ground for optimism in resolving the crisis after the United States rejected many of Russia's demands. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell spoke on Monday about the rising tensions between Russia and Ukraine.
I'm encouraged that President Biden finally appears inclined to reinforce Eastern European treaty allies with U.S. forces, and those deployments must take place sooner rather than later. And other NATO allies should join us in defending our eastern flank allies.
The governor of Arkansas is urging the CDC to transition COVID away from pandemic status. Republican Asa Hutchinson made the request during the National Governors Association meeting with President Biden. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, group? Pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn. Welcome back to the show. A little Cranberries Bad Zombie music for your edification and energyification. We got a great guest that's going to break big all over the conservative media. It's already broken in a couple places, and it will break even bigger over the next few days. But I don't know if the mainstream media will ever pick it up. That's the problem. Fellowship Home Loans. Fellowship Home Loans is sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help, and my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. You now have a friend in the business. My friends, Mike and Brian at Fellowship, become your friends. They provide information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just evaluating your current situation that you're in. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable interest rates, but you have to act now. Whether you're refining or buying a home, get locked in at a great rate today. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com and tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE. All right, we've got our guest with a very special story that caught my eye. His name is Garrett Ziegler. He's a former White House staffer in Peter Navarro's office. That's the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy. He's now got a company called Marco Polo, and they are in possession of a really wild story. What, isn't every story about Hunter Biden wild and shocking? But they've got another one. So, Garrett, first of all, welcome to the show. How are you, Garrett?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me on. And so you're right. It is a wild story.
Well, I was going to say, mutual friends called me and said, you got to get Garrett on the show to tell this story. First of all, what does Marco Polo do? How did you come up with this story? Where did you get it from?
Well, we founded this group last summer because it was a bunch of dads who were studying the election fraud evidence. And we wanted to formalize our efforts because I had gotten a copy of Hunter's laptop. And this laptop, as you know, is over 200 gigabytes of material, from money laundering, FARA violations, and pornography to Hunter, you know, randomly, angrily texting his dad. And so over the course of writing this report, we're currently at 550 pages. We're about to publish it. It will be the deepest dive into the Biden family to date. I can guarantee you that. We basically treat it like a mafia family. And through the course of this report, we've been approached by multiple whistleblowers, and one of which is a party in this subpoena. And this subpoena was back in May of 2019, Wayne, which is 3 weeks after Joe announced for president. And what's interesting about this is that it's never been revealed. I don't know how they controlled the leaks on this, other than the DOJ staff with a bunch of Democrats, and of course they protected Hunter. But this also implicates some of President Trump's fellow appointees.
You mean President Biden's? You said President Trump, President Biden's nominees.
No. This subpoena happened under President Trump's DOJ. And so the fact that Bill Barr slow-walked the investigation and 17 months before the election, it makes the theory that President Trump faced opposition from the establishment and the uniparty in Washington that much stronger. Because
I love Trump, but one of his, I can name a few mistakes he made, and one of them is that he trusted such rhinos. I could have told him from day one that Bob Barr was no good. No good! This guy Barr, as Attorney General, was a tragic mistake. And I just don't understand why he thought Barr would rescue him from the last idiot that he picked, who turned out to be dirty. And all these people are against anybody fighting the deep state and the D.C. swamp and the Chinese Communist Party. And Barr was thick in the middle of being a bad rhino guy. I just don't know why Trump picked people like that. He picked Navarro, who's great. I love your boss, Navarro. He's been on my show many times.
I love
times.
Him, too. I'm grateful.
Yeah, he's great. By the way, you know who's on my show? We just got confirmation President Trump will be on my show again. He comes on all the time, but he's on next Tuesday. So we'll have President Trump next Tuesday right here on Wayne Allyn.
I'm trying to get a copy of the report. Maybe you can pass that along to him. He has a... Yeah.
I can and I will. So let's get dig into the report.
Yes.
The report is the fact that the DOJ was going to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, and they kind of slow walked it or killed it, smothered it because an election was coming up and they wanted to be fair and nice to Biden. Who's ever been fair and nice to Trump?
Nobody.
Well,
right?
Exactly. And it's not a formal rule. Barr cited in an interview to the Wall Street Journal that this was some rule that the DOJ wasn't going to get involved in politics. But by making that decision about not going forward, because think about what this does. We now have proof that this was well underway in May of 2019. The story that the FBI wants the American people to follow right now is that they were hit blindside by the laptop shop owner, that they had to scurry and get a grand jury, you know, together for that. And that was December of 2019.
So that's not true.
Yes. So they should have been on that very quickly when that laptop shop owner came to them. And instead, it took them over 2 months to respond to him, well into the impeachment sham number one. And so what we have here is basically either Bill Barr told David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, to not issue subpoenas and to not issue indictments because he didn't want to affect the election. Or we have David Weiss, who has this, reputation of being fair and impartial and will go after anybody in Delaware, which is one of the most corrupt states in the country. And he himself was covering for Biden. And so it's a very wide subpoena. I'd encourage all of your listeners, Wayne, to go on MarcoPoloUSA.org and look at it. It's 5 years. It lists 15 different companies. And Joe's own brother is on the subpoena, along with two of Hunter's business partners, Devin Archer and Eric Schwerin. So Jimmy Biden, who has evaded controversy so far, was in the middle of the investigation. And I think that that is huge news, because Joe can't just say, well, this is my disgruntled crack addict son. This is his own brother.
It's his whole family.
Money laundering.
His whole family.
It's a crime family.
Right. This is like Peter Schweitzer's been talking about this for 4 years, that the whole Biden crime family is set up to make money for Joe Biden. I mean, he was the big guy. And by the way, let me apologize. I know I said Bob Barr for Attorney General. I ran for Libertarian presidential nomination in 2008, and I became the VP nominee. And the presidential nominee was Bob Barr, my old friend, the congressman from Georgia. And I often say Bob Barr when I mean Bill Barr. Bill Barr was, of course, the attorney general. Bob Barr was Wayne Rich's running mate and a congressman, two different people. But I kind of use one for the other. Bill Barr is the guy we're talking about. He was a bad guy. Bob Barr is a good guy. Mm-hmm. So the subpoena suggests that Joe Biden's son and brother received transfers from an account with the Bank of China. What is that about?
Well, we have the account numbers exactly. So the prosecutors in the District of Delaware knew through some way that they were getting these wire transfers, and I think this was the subpoena that let them cast a very wide net. And Wayne, the mainstream media's retort to these revelations was that Joe wasn't on the corporate documents, that Joe didn't hold stock in the firms, and that is a very low IQ response. We are not expecting them to be that dumb. We don't expect Joe to be listed on the corporate documents. But what we know, because we have a laptop, is that all of the money flowed through Hunter and Jimmy. And so once, it doesn't matter how Hunter gets the money, according to the DOJ, and then he passes it under the table to Joe, paying his AT&T bill, the house repair bill. It's over $25,000 over a period of time. That's not reported as income on Joe's tax returns. And so it's really a red herring. Joe's definitely involved. Hunter claims to Tony Bobulinski, who we've talked to, that Joe is involved in their discussions with the Chinese, that he sort of approves the plans about whether to go into business with CEFC. And so it's really a family enterprise. And I'm just so glad now that we have this subpoena that it's not, it's Leslie Wolf's own signature. It's David Weiss's own signature. And it's really, if I were President Trump, I would be calling Bill Barr's wife to find out information about this.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me, because I don't know, I assume that being that you're a true blue conservative and you were stand with Peter Navarro, that like me, you agree the election was stolen, right? You have no problem admitting.
Oh,
yes.
Totally.
Okay.
And I helped Peter draft the report that he put out about the election fraud. It was a total joke. And I'm so excited with the new film, 2000 Mules. That's just fascinating. It's going to be great stuff.
They're proving me and many others like me, like Peter Navarro, right about everything. And I got to tell you, I'm about to write a commentary that compares the vaccine rigging to the election rigging and the Hunter Biden's laptop rigging, it's all tied together. It's the same people. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm so shocked that Trump was pro-vaccine. You could see, Garrett Ziegler, that the same people that rigged the election against Trump have rigged the numbers about the COVID vaccine to try and prevent you from figuring out how bad this thing is, how many people it's killing and injuring and disabling. It's the same people. It's Fauci. It's the CDC. It's the Chinese Communist government. It's George Soros. It's Barack Obama. Yes. It's Joe Biden. Same people. You know, and I think Navarro's on my team on the vaccine, right? Navarro's on my team with that.
He totally is. And he was one of the people. One thing that gets missed, I'm going to brag on Peter here for a little bit. One of the things that gets missed is that Peter worked very hard to get hydroxychloroquine out of the national stockpile.
Yes.
And HHS bureaucrats and CDC absolutely stonewalled him and blocked him. And so that was huge because if we have...
It would have saved hundreds of thousands of lives.
Yes. Then we can't go. Then we don't have to go to the EUA vaccine. So they had to stop Peter in that quest. It's sick. Right. They killed people.
I didn't know till recently. I only found out recently that if you had ivermectin and HCQ, you could not get emergency authorization for the vaccines. So that's why it was so important for the bad guys to make sure that everyone hated and denigrate, you know, and slander hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Hey, Garrett, we got to run. The limitations of radio. We're up against the break. Garrett Ziegler, his company's MarcoPolo.USA, former White House staffer at Peter Navarro's Office of Trade Manufacturing Policy. Thanks for bringing the scandal to us, buddy.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You can still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. All right, we're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website is RootForAmerica.com. It all starts there. I've got commentaries. I've got columns, nationally syndicated newspaper columns. I've got video podcasts. I've got audio podcasts. And even links to the radio show where you get to listen to the radio show. Boom, you click and you're automatically on USA Radio. Also, I want to mention, I am no longer a Twitter, banned for life. Anyone who tells the truth is banned for life on Twitter. By the way, anyone who's still on Twitter, I wouldn't be listening to them if I was you. It's very clear that every effective person, Wayne Root, Donald Trump, the list is long, anyone who's ever effective against liberals is banned for life from Twitter. So if you're listening to a radio host who's still, look at all the bannings of Dan Bongino. If you're listening or watching a host who isn't banned on these, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, then that person is not doing a very good job. You know, I had hundreds and hundreds of videos stored at YouTube. That's where I used to say, oh, look, you can watch me doing Fox News. Here's a link. And the other day I went to click on all the links, and every single one of them says the video's gone now. This video's been deleted. YouTube deleted all my videos. And Twitter banned me for life, and Facebook I'm still on, but I'm completely shadow banned. And just from Thursday through Sunday, just now, this last weekend, I was suspended from Facebook, could not post, got back on again out of Facebook hell jail on Sunday. It's really a joke at this point. It's absurd. It's a communist takeover of the United States. Disgusting, evil, despicable people who don't want anybody else to have a voice, to have a platform, to be able to speak, to be able to dissent and tell people that what they're saying is wrong. That's how you know what they're saying is wrong. That's the reason you know the election was stolen. That's the reason you know the COVID vaccine is bad. That's the reason you know the border is overrun. Because they don't want you to say it. Who would not want you to say it? You know, I always use one example. I heard another one over the weekend. It was a great one. I always say, you know, so many people on the left hate policemen. And they think policemen are all racist and beat black people. It's all bullspit. I almost said the real word for a minute there. But it's all bullsh, you know what. And policemen are the best people in the world. And they're out to protect black people in black neighborhoods. They protect the best black people in the world.
They give their lives to protect black people. Right? The two cops who were murdered in Harlem. What were they doing in Harlem? Protecting black people. They gave their life to protect black people. How about the three cops shot in Houston the other day? You know, that was probably some black neighborhood. They were probably there to protect good, law-abiding, nice black people. So it's just a giant lie. Just a giant lie. There's so many giant lies, it's unbelievable. It's hard to even keep up with all the giant lies. But I lost my train of thought where I was going with that. Just that the policemen are good people, and I forgot where I was going. I can't even remember. But it doesn't matter. What I'm going with is if you say something that they disagree with, they, oh, I know. I was going to say that all the people on the left hate policemen. So what if I told you a cop just shot a black person, and the cop says he was armed and going to kill me, and the left would say, oh, I don't believe you. Let's see the body cam. And the cop said, and the police chief said, I will not show you the body cam. We're not going to show it. And if you talk about it online, you're banned. And if you talk about it, we're going to sue you. And we're going to take your job away from you if you talk about it and you have a job with a major corporation. We're going to fire you for discussing a white policeman who shot a black man. Would anybody believe that that cop didn't do something bad? That's what they're doing about the election. You're not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to post something on social media. They'll sue you. If you have an idea that's real, they'll fire you. And then over the weekend, a friend of mine gave me another good argument. He said, you know, you have a lot of women listening to you, right, Wayne? I said, yeah. He said, a lot of wives, right? I said, yeah. He said, what if a guy comes home and the wife suspects he's cheating? The husband is cheating. And the wife says, I want to see your cell phone. And the husband says, no, I won't show it to you. Do you think the wife would believe the husband if the husband will not show her his cell phone? So she's not allowed to look at any of his texts or any of his emails. And yet he says he didn't cheat on her. Well, what woman would believe that husband? That's what Democrats are doing to you. They're telling you you're not allowed to look. You're not allowed to talk about it. The topic is off limits. And you believe them? You don't think that's a sign that they committed a massive crime? Anyway, the reason I brought up Twitter is because I'm banned for life from Twitter, but I'm now at Getter, GETTR.com. I'm also at Parler, at Wayne Root and at Real Wayne Root, respectively. And soon I'll be at Trump's new social media site. I think that starts up this month, or I should say in the next month of February. Truth Social. TruthSocial.com is Trump's new site. In any case, the fact that nobody wants you to talk about a stolen election, and the rigged COVID numbers, the fact that you're banned, the fact that Spotify wants to now limit what Joe Rogan can say based on the COVID vaccine is the reason you know something's wrong with the COVID vaccine. Just like a wife should know if the husband won't show her the cell phone. Just like a black person worried about a cop who kills a black guy should know if the cops won't release the footage from the body cam. It's pretty obvious when someone is committing a crime and someone's lying to you. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Have a great night. Speak to you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.